Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in from the A to Z podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Akron Jackson. Zach Jackson, to kick your weekend off the right way. Hello, Zach.
Speaking of a battle of stupidity, hi. I'm glad to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. I knew you'd have something for me when I said that. I knew you would. It's wonderful to have you on. I saw a clip with Jeff Darlington on Get Up that was posted from yesterday's show on ESPN. And then immediately after Jeff Darlington says, you know, Tampa Bay, they could go after Odell Beckham Jr. Immediately after that, Dominique Foxworth says, you know, with Odell Beckham Jr., they're going to run it back and they're going to win a Super Bowl. I go, why can't the Browns go run with Odell Beckham Jr. and win something here? Why is it always some other team and it's never the Browns, Zach?
Well, I just think he has the name in the NFL circles, you know, and it feels like he kind of willed his way out of New York a couple of years ago, even though it was 1 year off signing that big contract. So I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the Browns were adamant last year that they weren't looking to trade him, that they wanted him to work out. You know, and then we all know what happened. He gets injured, and several weeks later the passing game takes off. But on one hand, Ken, I would say it's all just talk. I don't know what the trade value would be for a guy who's due $13 or $14 million, who currently has one working knee and hasn't had a big season in 4 years, quite frankly. And on the other hand, I think when you're the Browns, you just say, okay, let's make this work. Like, our quarterback, our passing offense are completely different than they were when we had Odell. Let's get him healthy. Let's try to use these talents. I mean, go back to the last game. I mean, it was pretty clear that the Chiefs were daring the Browns to throw the ball down the field. So maybe Odell, probably Odell, hopefully Odell, I guess, can be part of that solution to where they can be more consistent with the vertical passing game, because that's one area that I look at, and if they get there, being able to throw it down the field, you know, more consistently, then the offense could really, really, really be good.
Was there anything you learned that the Browns need to do that we didn't already discuss in watching Super Bowl 55 going into 2021 to beat either one of those teams or to beat any one of the other serious contenders?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think the Browns have a few great players, a bunch of really good ones. They had a really important year in terms of actually winning, right? Getting some experience on the big stage and playing through all these odd circumstances. I mean, you feel good about the Browns because they have a good O-line. You know, they have a couple game-changing players on defense. They have a really good offense that can score with just about anybody. So, you know, I think that's an interesting question you ask. No, I mean, there's circumstances to every game, every matchup, and how you have to adapt. I think the Browns are right there. I don't think they're an elite team, but I think even the elite teams have flaws, and I think the Browns are absolutely in that group of teams that can, you know, win 10, 11, 12 games and be back there. And when you get there, you got to be healthy. You got to be playing well. You got to have the right things go your way. But, I mean, they're there. They're right on the cusp of where they want to be.
You think they'll give Baker an extension this offseason?
I think they might, but I would say no, and I don't think they have to. They're in a healthy cap situation. They're not in an overly healthy or ridiculous cap situation like they've been for like 8 of the last 10 off seasons, right? Mm-hmm. And it's built in, this option they're going to pick up is built in for next year, 2022, not 2021. I think, you know, that kind of gets lost. So you'll know what he is to your budget. You'll know you're going to have him. So I won't be totally shocked if they do it, Ken, but I just think there's other things this year, and then you get to that, you know, when it comes to it.
What if he goes out and he has an incredible season this year? And I say this year, 2021, next year. What if he goes out and he has a really good season next year? Do we find ourselves in like a Dak Prescott situation? Because that's something I'm trying to avoid.
No, I think you're looking at it the wrong way. If he does that, you just sign him. You know, you could sign him at any time. This isn't like the franchise tag that limits it or a certain window on anything. I mean, he will be, when they pick up the option, he will be guaranteed under contract for 2022. But that can be ripped up at any time. You know, they did a true extension on the Myles Garrett deal, but you don't have to do that. There's a million different ways you can do that, but he can be extended at any time. My answer is more just you'll know where he is and what he is, and then when you go through your other options, you do that. I just don't see them committing that $100 million. And again, I could be wrong, but I just don't see them doing that, say, this July.
You've heard me make the argument for them to do that. Does that hold any water to you whatsoever? Come on.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. I think it's not necessary. And that's not talking about the player, because the player obviously, you know, was instrumental in everything they did. You heard the GM say that on the record. And the pass game from week 11 or 12, whenever it was on, was completely different, and it just made the Browns a different team. It's just, can they have a couple of glaring holes on defense, right? They have some real decisions to make in terms of the guys who currently make the most money on the team are some of the older players and have not been some of the frontline players for various reasons. So I just think in the scope of sorting through and locking up and making other key decisions, and there are a lot of them, obviously, you know, even if you make the argument the quarterback is the most important one of them, which you could, you're going to pick up that option and you're going to be committed to him for 2 years. So I don't think there's a 4 month timetable on saying you have to do that. You say he's your guy every single day from the first meeting, whenever it happens in April or May, to when you run out on the field in September, right? I know where you're coming with that, but to me, it's not necessary.
Well, I know you're a big J journalist, and that's the difference between you, because you actually, you know, have some respect, which I waved goodbye to mine long ago. But guys like me, you know, we're going to ask that question. Go, well, why didn't you pick up the option? Or why didn't you give him an extension? Why did you just pick up the option? Why did you just pick up the option? Why did you just pick up the option? Like, it's going to be discussed many times over. And, well, we've seen Baker already respond to media. I don't want him to have to respond to media this coming off season.
Yeah. Someone just rang the doorbell.
I heard that. I didn't know if you were on an elevator. What's going on? Who just rang your doorbell?
Yeah, so I understand that's going to be asked, Ken, but to me, like, from the outside, that's no different than what did we start this conversation with, Odell,
yeah,
right? It's like you're going to be talked about, you're going to be scrutinized, and it's going to be more so now that you've arrived or now that you're trying to stay in that top tier, right? Like, these are big personalities, Baker and Odell. These are really good players, Baker and Odell, and 8 or 10 or 12 other Browns players, right? And these decisions are really important in the future of this franchise. And you can make the case that Andrew Berry gets an A for his first season, which he undoubtedly does, and now it's a blank slate because these are the ones that are really going to help them get over the edge. You know, so I get that, but I really think in terms of Kevin Stefanski, Alex Van Pelt, Baker, and whoever's going to be here in this pass-catching group the next couple of years, I don't think that Baker's group stands there or stands out as we have to do this.
Zach Jackson joining us on the show. I accidentally called Zach Meisel Zach Jackson earlier this week.
Oh, what an insult.
Am I losing my fastball?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes when I listen, I think that you are, but
I'm losing my fastball? You think I'm losing my fastball when you listen sometimes? Why? Tell me why. Give me an example.
No, I'm just giving you crap, Kenneth. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you very much. Zach Jackson joining us on the show. What are they going to do with Nick Chubb?
I believe they're going to extend him. And I believe, because he's just such an important piece of what they're doing, I believe the ultimate evaluation will be Nick Chubb, what he means to the culture and what he is to the offense more than what position he plays. The options on how to drag this out or make this ugly or move on from Nick Chubb are just so much less appealing than sign Nick Chubb and let him be one of the best running backs in the game and one of the best players on the team. I think you have to sign him, and I think if you're going to do it, you know, in theory, you do it right away. You don't wait. You extend him, and you see what happens from there.
Lima thinks he's not happy. Says he can't. There's no way he can.
It's impossible to tell, right?
Yeah.
Because the guy just has no emotion.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to come out of his shell a little bit. I think he sees some things. That's like some millions of dollars that are left on the table. If he could, you know, be more of an outward person, but he's not. So I don't know that he's not happy. I think he was drafted here, and he's finally playing for good teams, and he's on the verge of a mega extension. So I think his career is going fine. And, I think that's Lima doing what you just said. It's just people talking about something or speculating on something just for the sake of doing it.
And I think, you know, there's some of it where, and I know he's not here to defend himself. So that was unfair by me, but we take shots at each other all the time. Is where he says common sense, because he asked me, Ken, would you be thrilled? And I go, honestly, no, I wouldn't be thrilled. If I'm sitting there in the fourth quarter and I'm watching Kareem Hunt get the carries that I think I can carry, I can't say I'd be very thrilled, because I know that Nick Chubb's a competitor, but I can't even pretend like I can get in Nick Chubb's head there, Zach. And I think that's the worst thing we can do. Well, the only thing we can do is speculate, and most of us are probably 100% wrong.
I completely agree, and here's what's bizarre about that, right, Ken? Like, Nick Chubb is awesome. The Browns had a great year. Kevin Stefanski is coach of the year, deserved to be coach of the year, and like everything's going great, specifically on the offensive side. But like, you could look and say, what, there were 40 touches for Nick Chubb left on the table. There were multiple occasions where it's like, why isn't he in the game? Mm-hmm. Right? Those are valid questions that we have. So from that, I get it. But, you know, if they're saving him for 300 carries this year, then maybe we'll see. But those certainly are like lingering, head scratching things in terms of why wasn't he in there, or why didn't he get the ball there? It, not just one, but mm-hmm. but multiple times, no doubt.
Zach Jackson joining us on the show. I really like Nick Chubb. Obviously, I'm a fan of Jarvis Landry. Does Jarvis Landry have to be on this roster in 2021?
Oh yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, his money dictates that he has to be.
Yeah.
But the things Jarvis Landry does and brings to the team, they need.
And what's this conversation picking up for? What's this conversation on social media? I'm sorry to cut you off. Why were Lyman and I seeing that a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know. I haven't seen that, and that's just baffling to me. He blocks. He plays multiple positions. He's the designated trick play guy. He's the emergency quarterback. He's the most experienced, especially, you know, after Odell was away. That became more of a bigger deal. They went to him in the big third downs. They went to him in the first drive of the must-have games. And, you know, he didn't have a great game in Kansas City. No one did. He didn't. Nick Chubb didn't. But Jarvis Landry's worth to the Browns in things we don't see or don't show up on the box score, as cliche as it is, you know, that's why they pay him for that. And they absolutely need him as they continue to try to get this. Like, the thing that's most exciting, Ken, regardless of what happens in these next 5 or 8 weeks, is that there should be organic growth with this team. Like, they did not have preseason or a real training camp. You know, they didn't get the pass game going until Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's reasons for all those things. So you look at what role Jarvis played when they got it going, and everything that he's seen and done in this league and been through with this team and can do in games when you need to convert third downs, when you need to convert fourth downs instead of punting, quite frankly, like, Jarvis Landry is really good and really important.
Zach, there is some breaking news. I want to discuss it with you. Marquise Pouncey is just announced, he didn't renounce anything. He just announced his retirement. He and his brother Mike are both stepping away. How irresponsible is it of me to say that the Steelers will be trash in 2021?
I don't know that they'll be that in 2021, but the Steelers, as we know them, were ended on that cold Sunday night. And they were ended before that. That's proof by Ben not even bothering to go get that loose ball. I mean, just embarrassing, right?
It's a business decision.
Tomlin punting, just embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think there was always a thought that Pouncey was going to retire rather than take a pay cut. You know, they have major cap free agency issues. They have 20 unrestricted free agents. I think the Browns will be after Cam Sutton. The cornerback/safety combo. They're going to have to make some other decisions somewhere. But, yeah, the Steelers are going to they're a third-place team probably this year. Yeah, and they have some real decisions to make in terms of how they want to shape things the next 18 months to prevent from having to go in a full rebuild over that time.
If you were the Steelers, would you just line up and cut Ben Roethlisberger and try to go make a swing after Deshaun Watson, take a swing after him?
Well, they don't have the money or the resources.
I see. I heard, real quick, I heard we had Mueller on from 93.7. He said it was feasible. He said if they cut him, even with the dead cap, that they could trade and bring in Deshaun Watson and make the money work.
No, I'm of the understanding that they are $12 million over the cap right now. So, yeah, I mean, if they could play with Deshaun Watson and a bunch of practice squatters, I guess, and no picks for the next 2 years. but, yet, I mean, they're not going to have to cut a ton of guys, especially now that Pouncey retired, but they're going to lose guys. Like, Bud Dupree's hitting the market. Mike Hilton's hitting the market. Cam Sutton's hitting the market. They already didn't have a left tackle. They already, you know, Vance McDonald already retired. Juju's going to be a free agent. So they don't have a running back. DeCastro's been in the league, what, 11, 12 years. Like, they have major things. So that's not – I guess it is a feasible landing spot, but it's not a realistic one, if that makes sense.
Zach, what are they going to do with Rashard Higgins?
I think they're going to re-sign him. Now, the difference this year is there's going to be a market for Rashard Higgins, and Rashard Higgins is going to make some real money. He played last year on the veteran minimum. But I just think this offense and this team is where he's really good, and specifically with a timetable that's maybe a little bit uncertain on Odell. I think Rashard Higgins signs here unless some other team is going to give him $4 or $5 million, which is possible, but probably not likely.
Curfew just got lifted in the state. When's the last time you've actually been out past curfew?
Other than covering a Browns game?
Yeah. Other than work?
Way back in the summer. Way, way back in the summer.
Really?
Yeah, not even close otherwise.
I was about to say, your sweatpants and basement the whole way, man. Nothing. I thought nothing
Absolutely.
Would change.
I mean, what? You know, we got Youngstown State basketball on TV today. I mean, why do we need to go anywhere?
Does he wear a Gucci belt too, or is that just my coat? Okay. Zach, we thank you very much, buddy. All the best.
Thanks, Kenneth.
The great Zach Jackson joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.